Hello?
Hi there, it's Emmanuel. I was calling about the Debra Povera settlement on a recorded line. Were you still
Yes.
looking to see if you can participate?
Yes.
Sure. I'm an intake specialist here, just meant to ask a few qualifying questions. So I'd first want to confirm that you haven't already started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
So we're on a recorded line, and I'm just asking if you have started a claim with any other firm yet. Have you signed anything physically or electronically? And if not, you'd
No.
be able to attest to that? Okay, thank you. Now, who was the one diagnosed with meningioma, yourself or a family member?
No, I myself, Taylor.
Okay. And was this meningioma of the brain or spine?
Brain.
Thank you for confirming that. And then you were diagnosed after taking the brand name Debra Povera for at least 1 year and 4 injections before being diagnosed, not the generic,
Yes.
is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
And then what state are you in?
I'm in California.
Oh, cool. We are too. Where in California are you?
I'm in Rancho Cucamonga.
Okay, we're in Irvine, so not that far from you. So
Yeah.
you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of California. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now, what date were you diagnosed, roughly?
I was diagnosed in 2018.
2018? Okay. Do you
Yes.
know what month by chance, roughly?
Yes, it was March 10th, 2018.
Okay, perfect. Now, were you what method did they use to diagnose you? Was it a CT scan or an MRI?
Yes, I had a CT and an MRI.
Oh, both? Okay. And then, do you know anybody else that took the depo that ended up getting sick or not really?
No, not really.
Okay. And then let me go to this here. So we already said brand name Depo for at least 1 year and 4 shots. And then roughly around what date did you start taking it?
I started taking the Depo in June of 2015.
Oh, 06 of 2015. Let me plug that in. Okay. And did you stop in March when you got diagnosed?
Yes, I stopped March 2018.
And then can I have you confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
And then I have your name spelled T-A-Y-L-O-I-R, and then last name H-A-R-R-I-S. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
And then email, I have T-A-Y-L-O-I-R, the number 2, at gmail.com?
Correct.
And your cell, 909-532-4156.
Correct.
And what would be the best mailing address for you, Taylor?
8255 Vineyard Avenue, apartment 200G, Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730.
Okay. Give me 1 second. There's a drop down, and it doesn't seem to be pulling it. It shows me, but it's not letting me click it, so I'm just going to type it out. 8255 Vineyard
Avenue, 200G, as in Garrett.
Apartment 200G, as in Garrett, and that's in
Rancho Cucamonga.
Cucamonga, California.
91730.
91730. Perfect. And then bear with me. I have to type it in one other spot here.
That's
sorry
fine.
About that. Usually there's a drop down and then it lets us click it, but I don't know why it's not doing that. Apartment 200G, Rancho Cucamonga. And I'm sorry, what county is that?
It's San Bernardino County.
San Bernardino. Perfect. Now, when you were diagnosed, what hospital or medical center did you go to for diagnosis?
I was at Sunnycrest. Oh, well, that's the address. Sorry. The hospital's Hogue Hospital, Newport Beach.
Oh, no way. Okay. I'm down the street from that hospital. Are you from Orange County originally?
Excuse me?
Are you from Orange County originally?
No.
Let me put this here. And then what was your doctor's name?
Her name is Teresa Frank.
Dr. Teresa. Okay. It's Teresa M. Frank, so let me plug that in. And then let me put their address here. It's a very nice facility, by the way.
Yeah.
And then you don't have any prior cancer diagnosis? Before?
No.
Okay. Now, Dr. Teresa was also the one that treated you, was she?
That's my gynecologist. The doctor who diagnosed me is Dr. Mark Linsky, my neurosurgeon.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dr. Mark Linsky. Okay, so that's the one that treated you. Franks was the one that diagnosed you. Did I get that
yes.
right? Okay.
Yes. No, Linsky is the one who diagnosed me, and Franks is my doctor, my gynecologist.
Okay, perfect. So let me do this the other way. Let me put that there. And then treated was Franks. Okay, perfect. And then both at Hoag, right?
Yes.
Now, when you were taking the depo, who prescribed that? What doctor?
My gynecologist.
Teresa, okay.
Yeah.
And then and also at Hoag then, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you were getting the shots there. It wasn't prescribed and you picked them up?
No, yeah, I was getting them there.
Okay. Let me type that up. No pharmacy. All righty. And then either yourself or the facility or the doctor will have medical records that can be sent electronically. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then we're just about done here. This next section just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved one. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, it's fine.
No, okay. Let me put no. And then we'll wait 1 second for this next section to load, which is just the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
6/25/1991.
I'm June 11, a few days before you.
Not really. You're a Gemini.
Yeah. I am a Gemini. I think yours goes on to be Cancer?
Yes.
So, okay. And then date of birth and social?
My social is 6/25/466959.
Okay, I'm going to send you a quick e-signature here from a DocuSign. It's going to be sent to you electronically via text message and email. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll try to do my best to guide you on where to click. Obviously, you're on the younger side, and you're probably more tech-savvy than some of the other people I help.
Okay.
And it's spinning right now. You should see that populate any moment.
And you said you're sending it to text?
Mm-hmm. Text and email. But you can open up either one. It goes to the same place.
Okay.
It does show sent on my end. If you didn't see it, or if you don't see it, I'll resend it. Just let me know.
No, yeah, I got it through text. I'm just in a building, so it's probably taking a little longer to load.
Okay. Do you come to Orange County often or not really?
Not really.
What's there to do over there?
I actually been doing Lyft lately, so I've been around there doing Lyft.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is what I'm signing is what again?
So that's going to allow the medical release. So that's why I asked you for the HIPAA stuff, the date of birth and social, and the hospital medical release. And then you're just saying that the firm will be taking on your case. And then they will call you themselves in about a week or so, depending on their workload and, you know, maybe a little bit of a slowing out because of the holidays. But they just want to introduce themselves, and then they're going to double-check the work that I sent them, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So even though their call is probably going to be shorter than ours, it's going to be a more important call just because they want to make sure that everything is correct to confirm you in their system. But other than that, Taylor, you're set for now. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye. You have a great one. I appreciate it.